Brett Hollander back with you here on WBAL News Radio 1090. Right now in studio here, we're joined at the Under Armour Performance Center by Ravens running back Lorenzo Taliaferro. Lorenzo, how are you feeling?
I'm good. How about yourself?
I'm doing very well. Year two here. How much easier is this process than last year?
It's definitely a little bit easier. You know what to expect. You got 1 year under your belt, so now it's just about getting better.
What do you think the biggest thing is you had to work on after your rookie season?
I will say simply just the blitz pickups, more confidence in you knowing you can do this, and opposed to just getting out there and not trying to mess up. So you're actually like, okay, I can do this.
How much has the playbook or offense changed, if at all, with a new offensive coordinator going from Gary Kubiak to Mark Trestman?
It changed a little bit, but majority of the stuff is all still the same. So that's good on my behalf and everyone else's.
When I think about what you have to do in football, and I know it does change as you progress and there's more added to a playbook, no one's questioning that. But to me, a run in a certain area for you or a pass, whether it's in the flat, swing, whatever it might be, does that really change from your time at Coastal Carolina to the Baltimore Ravens if your job is to run hard between the guard and the center or between the guard and tackle or off tackle? How much does that process change to figure out what you were doing in each individual play?
Not a lot of things didn't change in figuring out what to do. It was more of I came from spread, so it was more just like read and downhill. But I would say, from here to college, I was considered a way bigger running back in college than I am now. I mean, there's a lot of backs out here in this league. There's 220 plus. So, I mean, it wasn't too many on my level. That was 220. So that was a slight advantage on that level. Opposed to here is, you know, no matter how big you are, you got to have some type of finesse to your game, You got to have some type of edge on your opponent. You got to study more. So that'd be the biggest difference.
I'm trying to read between the lines here. There was a time Lorenzo Taliaferro could bowl over any guy he faces in college, and that's a little different here in this league. Is that the translation?
You can say that.
What were you when you were drafted weight-wise? You look a little tighter this year. Is that fair assessment?
Yeah, I was at 231. I believe I came here at 231.
What are you right now?
220.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And I'm guessing more, not just the weight loss, but more muscle added?
Yeah, I lost about 4% body fat.
Wow. How did you do that?
Just
eating. I'm wondering personally.
Just eating right. I mean, I talked with the nutritionist here, and my whole life I've been trying to like tone up and stuff, and I thought it just came from just working out, continuing working. But I mean, it's really all about eating. The changes started to happen so quick once I started eating right.
Really, what was the biggest thing and the hardest thing you had to cut out of your diet?
I was training down in South Carolina by my college, so I'll probably say Waffle House.
That's a college go-to.
Yeah, on the weekend, you definitely like to eat Waffle House. You'll eat it late night and wake up and eat it again.
With no hard feelings in college. Have you noticed it? You haven't put the pads on yet. But have you noticed the difference being 11 pounds lighter and being more toned and less body fat? Have you noticed it out there?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I'm getting on my cuts quicker. I'm able to make guys miss. I'm able to get downhill faster. And I wouldn't just say it's just also the weight loss. I would say just the whole playbook, all that knowing, you know, like I'm able to play free now. Like, it's not so much thinking, it's just do your job. I mean, I'm not out there just guessing or thinking.
Lorenzo Taliaferro with us here on WBAL News Radio 1090. I want to ask you about two other backs on this team. One is Justin Forsett, who's this great story, this veteran seventh-round pick who got banged around the league for a while, finally gets a chance here in Baltimore last year, has a breakout Pro Bowl-type season. What does he mean, not only to this team, but to you and the other backs on this team?
Oh, it means a lot. I mean, Justin's a good role model. He's a good friend, a good teammate. He, when you hear a story like that, I mean, it gives you hope. Because, I mean, I can't, although I was a fourth rounder, I mean, I came from a small school, so it wasn't, it wasn't like I was the Adrian Peterson or the Jamal Charles coming out of college. It was so just hearing that, it just gives you hope. And then the best thing about it is he's so humble and he keeps his faith, and it's never, you never see a dull moment when something's going wrong. It's not like he's looking down. He's ready for the next challenge.
And another back who's just a year younger than you are, and I imagine you guys will be having a pretty good competition all camp long, and that's Javarius Buck Allen from USC, drafted this year. Your early impressions of him?
Oh, Buck's a great guy, too. I've been able to hang out with him outside of football a little bit. He's a good guy, and yeah, like you said, it's going to be a good competition, but at the end of the day, I'm welcoming in just like Justin and Bernard and Ray and all those guys welcome me in. You know, that's the one thing that Justin and all these guys said, that it's always going to be a competition. You know, each team in this league, they're going to draft a guy to come take your position each year. I mean, whether he don't, whether he do, it's a competition. That's just how this level works.
We're talking with Lorenzo Taliaferro here on WBIL News Radio 1090. One thing that's kind of interesting, Lorenzo, I imagine there's probably enough carries to go around for all three of you. You need three. The odds of all three of you being healthy for 16 weeks of football is likely very slim. But specifically, I think everyone has in mind that you will be the short yardage guy and press into that role. It's actually a place where the Ravens struggled last year on third and fourth and short. Do you flourish? Do you relish those opportunities to be the guy who gets to move the sticks or get it past that goal line?
Yeah, I mean, whenever you're put in an opportunity like that, it's always a good thing. But like I say, I want to do more than that. I want to be an all-around back. But, you know, you gotta crawl before you walk, too. So whenever they give me the chance, whenever my numbers call, I'm going to do my best to get it done.
It's kind of interesting last year, if we could review your season for a moment. You get in 13 games. There was a period there where you were banged up, but you have this – really, in the first quarter poll week, game three, game four, 91 yards, 58 yards. In the end, you have a really good yards per carry ratio. You score a couple touchdowns in back-to-back weeks. And then what happened after that?
I don't really know what happened, but it was week by week with me and Bernard. It was a competition.
Right.
Each week in practice, and whatever our coach, whoever he decided did the best that week in practice was the guy who was going to play. And then I think I had a little edge at first, and then once that fumble happened in Pittsburgh, that kind of took a downfall, the game turned. So I think that played a big role in me losing a couple games. And then we went into Miami, what was it, week 13?
Miami was week 13, yeah.
Yeah, 13. That was my first game back, I think, in a while, and when actually playing in the first half. And things were going good. The game was going good. And I had a run down by the goal line, and as I was falling, a defensive lineman landed on my foot, and it went in and ended up spraining my Liz Frank. So. And that put me out for the rest of the season.
Tough. Final question, Lorenzo, and then we'll let you go. Your second year here in Baltimore, what's your favorite place to go? What do you like to do here when you have free time? Place to eat?
I mean, I eat everywhere. I don't think I have...
You're not picky.
Yeah, I don't think I have like a set place. But... Yeah,
you don't have a specific place?
Yeah, I don't think I have.
Do you enjoy the town?
Yeah, I do. You know, I go down by the harbor and go out to eat around there sometimes, Phillips, and go to Townsend Mall sometimes.
Nice.
Yeah.
You're adjusting to life here.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, a guy to really watch this upcoming season and through training camp, Lorenzo Taliaferro, Ravens' second-year running back, looking a lot leaner this year. Should be very interesting to watch you play. Lorenzo, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you.
That is Lorenzo Taliaferro. We're coming back with more next here on WBAL News Radio 1090.